May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, it feels like I've been gone for a week or so. I was gone, wasn't I? Let me mark this little place. Again, the Lord's been having me spend time in Matthew 26. And so once again, I was in Matthew 26, starting to just read it from the beginning of the chapter through. And these couple of verses, or a few verses, that really blessed me at the very beginning. And it came about that when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man is to be delivered up for crucifixion." And then the chief priests and the elders, now notice the connection, then the chief priests and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest named Caiaphas. And they plotted together to seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. And they were saying repeatedly, "Not during the festival, so that it's not a riot that would occur among the people." And what struck me this morning, what the Holy Spirit like put the spotlight on for me, is verse 2. He says, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man is to be delivered up for crucifixion." And so the question that I've asked, and I was thinking of some things when I was asking this question, so who delivered you up? That's an important question to ask if you're going to really understand the ways of God. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God, with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men, and put him to death." That's a powerful scripture. We're doing a conference this week, beginning Wednesday night, that really zeroes in on the sovereignty of God. Sometimes I think there's misunderstanding about the sovereignty of God, and so people balk at the idea that God caused these kind of things to happen, and I would agree. God doesn't cause evil. He's never the author of evil. He doesn't tempt any man to evil. And then people argue, well, you can't say God allowed it either, because if God allowed it, something that's painful, then that means that God must be cruel. Like if a father, earthly father, allowed somebody to be abused in the family and he could have stopped it, then he's just as responsible for the cruelty. But the truth is, if anything happens, God has the ability to step in and stop it. That's a fact. He said, well, no, God has his principle. Since the fall of man, man has free will. Well, you know what? God's big enough to go, you know, forget that principle. I'm going to also step in and do stuff or allow things. I mean, God can do anything he wants to. So that part about God not allowing or allowing is sort of a foolish question. God could step in and stop anything, but he doesn't. But he does step in. So if you don't want to use the word God caused, of course he didn't cause evil. And you don't like the word he allows, okay, we won't use that word either. What we do know is that God has predetermined plans and he has foreknowledge. And in this example, in the very life of Jesus, if one of the popular things to say is that Jesus is perfect theology. So if you want to find out what perfect theology is, study the life of Jesus. And Jesus dealt with every evil thing, made it go away, and all that kind of thing, and that's true. But you can't cut out parts of Jesus' life and not make that part of the perfect theology. So if we want to use Jesus as perfect theology, that what happened to him, you can find everything about God in what happened in his life and what he did. Well, what happened in his life is that you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming and the Son of Man up for crucifixion. This man, Jesus, delivered up, how? By the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. He said, "You nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men." He's talking to the Jews and he said, "You nailed him to the cross," but they didn't. But they're responsible because they were the ones that encouraged the godless Romans to. But he says here, Jesus was delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. The word foreknowledge in the Greek is the word prognosis. Prognosis, when you ask somebody about a patient's prognosis, they're telling you what they believe is going to be happening. The word is knowledge, pre-knowledge. So the thing about God's sovereignty and his reign is that God knows what's coming before it happens. Does man have free will? Yeah. But is God sovereign? Yeah. And God has pre-knowledge, so he knows what man's going to do, and therefore, though he won't stop, though sometimes he does interfere with man's free will, though man may choose to do something wrong, God has pre-knowledge, prognosis. He knows the prognosis, the outcome. He knows what's going to happen. And he just fits his predetermined plan into it. It doesn't stop his purposes. He uses it to advance his purposes. And what he makes really clear here is that it was the predetermined plan of God and the foreknowledge of God that delivered Christ up to be crucified. Now, in light of that, then it makes even more sense when it says the Son of Man is to be delivered up for crucifixion. Then the chief priest and the elders who were gathered together in the court of the high priest named Caiaphas, they plotted together to seize Jesus by stealth and to kill him. They didn't do anything by stealth. God had foreknowledge of everything they were going to do, and he fit it all into his predetermined plan. Scripture says that you and I are predestined, same thing, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Does God cause everything that happens in our life? No. Does God allow? Whatever you want to say about that, all I can tell you this. So he has foreknowledge, and he has a predetermined plan for your life. And he uses everything that the enemy does, everything by men coming together and thinking they're making some plans by stealth. Nobody knows about this but us, and we're going to carry this out and accomplish our purposes. No, there is actually somebody who knows about it other than you, and he's very much going to make it work out to accomplish his purposes. So that's an amazing truth to me. There's such freedom in that. There's a lot of things going on, and Jesus didn't even know this conversation was happening, but God the Father did. He knows everything. And though he may not cause everything, in his brilliance, he'll cause everything to do what? Work together for our good. So in every situation, every circumstance, whether it's because of the decisions of even godless people that affect our lives, somebody talks bad about you and you hear about it. You know, all those little things that make up life, and we get so frustrated and angry. Jesus was at peace. It doesn't make what somebody did right. But if there's a bigger story going on, that there's a predetermined plan for my life, that in every situation, no matter what someone else does towards me, or it's just maybe situations, you're depositing good into that situation. It fits it into your predetermined plan. Well, I thought you said if it's predetermined that God couldn't cause it. I know. He didn't cause it. He just causes it to work into his predetermined plan. He just adds it to the recipe, and it comes out the perfect soup. Yeah, I would know about perfect soups. That gives me a lot of peace, and it keeps me walking by faith instead of reacting to situations. It allows me to practice the presence of the Lord, as we said recently. If Jesus is the truth, he's the truth about everything. And though he may not cause everything, if you can't see Jesus in the midst of everything, you'll never know the truth about anything. You'll be like Don Quixote, just like a windmill, swinging at stuff, instead of giving thanks to the Lord. Because I like his predetermined plan. And that's how big he is. That's how detailed he is. I love the story about how they got together in stealth, thinking they were doing something that nobody else was going to know they were going to do, and they were going to accomplish their will. When the whole truth was God's predetermined plan was at work, and God was using them to help bring it to pass. Even though they meant it for evil, God means it for good. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.